Welcome to the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross, sharing with you the enriching power of story. This is episode number 4. Wherever you may be listening in today at the Writer's Reverie, think cozy corner with a cup of tea and join me for some fair words, insights, all good things, and beauty. Today, I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas with a true story titled Holy Moments in No Man's Land. And suddenly, in two tongues, one song filled the night sky. Christmas in the Trenches by John McCutcheon. At Christmas time, my husband Ed grows out his whiskers, and you might find us in bookstores or elder care facilities as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We're blessed every time we cross the threshold of an assisted living or nursing home. The men and women spending their days in such a place once had active lives, working hard, raising families, loving and laughing. They are now in a season of total dependence. It is a privilege to share a little song and story with them, tapping into their memory and affirming their worth. Standing before a room filling with residents, I smile and chat with them as they're placed before me. Some are helped with their walkers to sit in a chair, but most are rolled in on wheelchairs or larger lounge beds. Heads slump, hands and arms involuntarily twitch. Moans are heard or soft, fragile banter as friends greet. We often perform in one local venue and are familiar with some of the residents, always sad to learn of someone who had passed between visits. I miss seeing them. On this particular day, as Ed and I make the rounds of the arriving audience, a woman I have never seen before is rolled in her wheelchair directly in front of our staging area. For some reason, the nurse faces her chair sideways, so she's looking towards the fireplace rather than directly at where we're speaking. Her eyes are closed and her chin low to her chest. The nurse says she's new. Her name is Hilda, and she doesn't speak much or connect with others. I wonder what might be locked in her mind, weary that her body can no longer support the vitality of her soul. Some upbeat songs and a nostalgic poem or two lead us to the grand finale of our program. It's our dramatization of Christmas in the Trenches, a powerful retelling of the 1914 truce on Christmas Eve in the No Man's Land territory in France during World War I. Ed dramatically sets the stage with his words, painting the bleak battlefield landscape dug out within the trenches. The English on one side and the Germans on the other are separated by only 30 yards, no man's land. As night descends, the guns quiet. It is a lonely waiting game these soldiers have become accustomed to. None know whether they will be breathing by sunrise, stuck in such a confined place, so close to death. My elder care audiences understand such a place. Many are old enough to have heard stories of their own fathers' exploits in that very war. I marvel at what thoughts stir within them when we open the gateway to this particular story. I am about to find out. A sentry calls for the chatter in the English trench to hush. He hears an eerie sound coming from the German side, a melody, men's voices singing a hymn-like tune. Well, it is Christmas after all, and the Germans have their national landscape dotted with Christian cathedrals and a rich Christian history, much like the English do. Not to be outdone, the Brits break into a chorus of their traditional carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That's when I step forward to sing in a peppy a cappella. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. A moment passes, and another sound drifts to their ears through the dark night, through the silent night, through the holy night. They do not understand the words, but they surely recognize the tune. Again, I step forward to sing. This time, it is with a bit of trepidation, as I've had to learn the lyrics in German. I begin slowly and deliberately, careful to pronounce my words correctly.
Stille Nacht.
The silent, slumped woman in the sideways wheelchair moans and twitches.
Heilige Nacht.
Again, Hilda is aroused. This time, shaking her head and beating her hand on the arm of the chair, I continue nervously.
Heile Schlaf.
A hum. I hear a hum.
Wach.
As though electrified, Hilda lifts her head and shouts, Wach with me. We move to the next line in unison.
No, das Rade Heide Gebam.
My mind is racing. Words catch in my throat. Dare I continue? Something precious is happening this instant. I close my mouth and allow a miracle. She sings alone.
Oh, left navin, holy heart.
It's a rich, strong, tremulous voice, ignoring the well of tears crushed between pinched eyelids. My own tears begin to fall, unhampered.
Schlaf in heinischen Ruhe. Schlaf in heinischen Ruhe.
In that moment, that historical moment, that holy moment, I cannot continue the story. The room is awash in sniffles and a rush of tissues dabbing damp eyes. I begin to laugh. The nurses laugh. Joyful laughter and bliss-filled crying rise as though a second chorus of the song, then subside. Hilda does not open her eyes, but she nods her head, singing still in her soul with long-ago voices from her homeland. I learned later that she is German and never became proficient in English. Back in the trenches, the English lift their voices, singing along in their own language. And it might have sounded like angels, piercing light through the dark night of war with the herald of peace on earth. God's good will to men of good will.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven.
peace. It was a silent and holy night indeed, when two battling forces chose to forfeit the government of men for the government of the Prince of Peace, who is wonderful, Counselor, the Almighty God, that night, in two tongues, one song filled the air. What happened on that French battlefield in 1914 was miraculous indeed. When men lay aside the gods of this world, they can be empowered to turn no man's land into the promised land, standing firm-footed in the domain of heavenly peace, ruled by the Prince of Peace, the reason for the season, Jesus Christ. I think Hilda might have drifted off to sleep before we finished the story, but for a moment I believe she lived a dream come true, a connection between heaven and earth in the soul of one weary, worn, wheelchair-bound woman. And I am honored to be a present witness to it. But the story does continue. Slowly, soldiers on both sides creep out of the trenches and meet in the middle ground, the no man's land where none dared cross before. Together, they pass the hours swapping Christmas gifts sent from their respective homes, sharing photographs of their families, singing carols together, and playing soccer through the night watch until morning. Not one of them is willing to fire upon the other by sunrise. They all awake in the morning with hope close at hand, not death. Light sweeps away the dark. Lives are changed. Entire regiments are recalled and refreshed with new soldiers, unjaded by the visitation of the spirit of Christmas. But as Ed and I bid farewell to our audience, and Hilda in particular, we've experienced a visitation of our own. No story or song we might have performed could eclipse the light that flooded the room when Hilda lifted her head and voice to sing. Alive, for an instant, grasping tight to the spirit of Christmas, her hope, her peace. My meditations on Christmas in the trenches and its impact on the men in their day, and right there in the elder care gathering room, drive home to me a truth we as Christians must hold fast in our hearts through the night of these contemporary times and current events. Only Jesus brings hope. Only Jesus brings peace. When Europe was at war in 1914, they were brother nations fighting brother nations. Their Western European history was linked together with the scarlet threads of the blood of Jesus Christ, Christian nations all. When their man-centered governments did not place Christ on the throne as Prince of Peace, wars ensued. It continues to be a painful fact of history, century after turbulent century. Those men in the trenches on both sides lived out the eternal truth. Only Christmas, the coming of Jesus Christ, has the power to silence guns. Enemies see the light of He whom they both know as the Heavenly King, a government exceeding all governments. But times are much changed since then. Our world is threatened by a terroristic enemy who not only does not know Jesus as Heavenly King, but has sworn to annihilate any government of men's hearts and lands that is not their own. Peace is not in their vocabulary. The no man's land that separates the two sides can never become a soccer field for a friendly game. This Christmas, I reflect on the headlines and the domestic tragedies that appear to be heightened with so much hate rampant and fueled by human governments. Ignorance and want have fled the protective shielding under the garment robes of Charles Dickens' Spirit of Christmas Present and are causing unbridled havoc in society at large. Still, I am convinced more than ever, the Prince of Peace, the coming of Jesus Christ, is the only hope for peace and resolution to these ills. We are battling a new trench enemy in this 21st century, stirred by an age-old evil called sin. May we pray that Christmas comes into our trenches on whatever front we find ourselves fighting wars, be it in health, relationships, loss, living, governments, world views, or physical battlegrounds with guns and cannon. My prayer this Christmas is that you know Jesus in the trenches with you, and that hope in Him brings peace to your war and your world. Thanks for joining me today at the Writer's Reverie podcast. I'm Catherine Ross. I hope you'll visit me blogging online at thewritersreverie.com. And don't forget to stop over at my books and writing website, Pageant Wagon Publishing, where we're passionate advocates for the light of literacy through story, through his story, and the impact that intelligent, inspirational reading can have on your family's quality of life and learning. In my upcoming podcasts, I'll explore topics like this through the power of story and family literacy discipleship, ministering biblical truths to all ages, all at the same time. Subscribe online to thewritersreverie.com or pageantwagonpublishing.com. The podcast link will be delivered straight to your email inbox. Until next time, I pray you've been enriched through my fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. The Writer's Reverie podcast theme is titled Oak Park, composed by Rick Dickert, provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Today's podcast, Holy Moments in No Man's Land, is published in the holiday 2015 e-magazine Ruby for Women, where I'm a contributing writer and on the Ruby for Women blogging team. That's rubyforwomen.com. Enrich your life reading this inspirational Christian women's magazine featuring devotionals, book reviews, home and garden tips, recipes, and more. Check it out and subscribe free at www.rubyforwomen.com. Plus, don't forget my book review of two excellent resources to learn more about the Christmas Truce of 1914 in the holiday 2015 issue of Ruby for Women, and on my blog at pageantwagonpublishing.com. The Writer's Reverie podcast, episode 4, Holy Moments in No Man's Land, by writer and storyteller Catherine Ross, is produced and sponsored by Pageant Wagon Productions, LLC. Copyright December 2015, all rights reserved. Pageant Wagon Productions is the home of the family literacy books, publishing, and writer mentoring services of Pageant Wagon Publishing, serving the Christian family and homeschool classrooms with intelligent, inspirational reading and enrichment curriculum studies, such as the Fable Springs Parables Picture Books and Study Guide series, and the Clementine Jones Drama and Daring Do books. We also serve the Christian writer with book development, publishing options, and platform mentoring, helping you to effectively use your pen to unlock the portals to your potential and write his story through your story. Visit pageantwagonpublishing.com to learn more.